Amazon has pulled a book it was selling, a book reportedly written by a Canadian serial killer. Let us bring in Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, what did Robert Picton do?
It was a pretty awful story, Bill. Robert Picton, over a number of years, killed a large number of women here in British Columbia. Many of them were people of the street. He used to kidnap them and take them out to his pig farm in a suburb of Vancouver and kill them. He was charged with, I think, 24 killings, convicted of 6, and prosecutors stayed the rest of the charges since, having convicted him on 6, they didn't see any point in continuing. He told, at one point, an undercover police officer that he had killed almost 50 women, so it's a pretty awful story. He's incarcerated in prison in Canada for the maximum sentence we have on our justice system, 25 years without hope of parole. He's in his late 60s, but the disturbing development over the weekend was, as you said, Bill, off the top, the publication of a book, in his own words, which was available as an e-book, or available briefly as an e-book, on Amazon in the United States, although after a massive public outcry, it has now been withdrawn.
How did a prisoner get a book to market, and what does he say in the book?
Yes, that's a very good question. How did he get it out? It's not the first time this has happened. It would appear that he wrote it in prison, although even that's not clear, because supposedly prisoners don't have access to online services. Smuggled it out through an associate of his, who then delivered it to a businessman in California, who then arranged for a publisher in Colorado to place it on Amazon. So it's kind of a long, tangled route here. You know, it's a disgusting story, right? It seems to be Picton's words about what he did. But in any event, I guess people who downloaded it those first few days have a copy. As I say, the fellow in California has apologized, said he didn't know what he was getting into. The publisher has apologized, and Amazon has taken it off their site. We had a case like this in Canada last fall with another killer of 2 young women who wrote a novel and posted it on Amazon Canada. The same thing happened. There was a massive public outcry, and it was withdrawn. But I mean, I guess you might say there is still an unanswered question here with the correctional service in Canada, which is how inmates, supposedly in maximum security prisons with no access to the internet, are managing to write books and get them published.
And what is Canadian law on whether a convicted criminal, murderer in this case, can write a book, sell a book?
Yeah, you know, they're called Son of Sam laws here after the case in the United States where the Son of Sam, the killer in New York State, there was an attempt to crack down on him. Canadian jurisdictions have had some success in passing laws that would deny a person from profiting from their crimes in this way. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can just straight outlaw it, and they've done that.
Vaughn, we got about 15 more seconds.
The other thing is that the victims can themselves sue to try to cover the proceeds. So we've tried to follow in the wake of the United States, but it's a tough area because you're up against freedom of speech as well.
That's news from Canada. From Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye, Bill.
KUOW Seattle.